Maine Center for Disease Control Director Nirav Shah revealed today that a traveling salesperson infected with COVID-19 has been linked to a cluster of other confirmed cases in the state and possibly in other states. Steve Missler reports Shah's comments shed the most light so far on how the novel coronavirus has spread in Maine, which now has 560 confirmed cases and 16 fatalities.
Understanding how the coronavirus is spreading in Maine relates to the state's capacity to do contact tracing, a process in which epidemiologists and researchers conduct exhaustive interviews to track how people become infected. Responding to questions from Maine Public Radio, Dr. Shah said the state has performed robust contact tracing and that many of the cases were intra-household, that is, infections between family members or people living together. But then he added this.
We detected a cluster of cases that were linked to an individual whose job is to be a traveling salesperson. And this traveling salesperson visited a particular establishment in Maine and had a series of meetings.
Shah was careful not to identify the person or even the person's gender, citing confidentiality concerns. But he did say that the salesperson is believed to have infected several other people while in Maine before moving on and continuing to spread COVID-19 in other states.
And we reached out to those states, and it turns out that this individual seems to have had a pattern of spreading COVID-19 across a number of states.
Shah did not say how many people may have been infected by the salesperson in Maine or elsewhere, and it's unclear whether the person was exhibiting symptoms while doing so. Robert Long, a spokesperson for Maine CDC, says the salesperson was showing symptoms when contacted by Maine epidemiologists for tracing purposes, but that doesn't necessarily mean the person was symptomatic while spreading COVID-19. Also, the federal CDC has noted that the disease can spread while people are asymptomatic or pre-symptomatic. More information about the Maine outbreak and efforts to track it could be forthcoming, as it has been in other states. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.